class within the class system, because it's constructed to cause it. It is a wound that can only be cleaned by exposing it to examination, which makes the work of the truth tellers, the artists, holy. I do not know the art of Louis C.K. beyond seeing snippets of his comedy and the fact that my son loves his honesty and that a prominent theme in it is treating children with respect, giving them the attention they need, and ensuring that it is undivided. Either one of these qualities, honesty and respecting children, is more than sufficient to get a public figure with an audience targeted. More than enough for the power guys to decide to surround him with false folks who will do as they're told. Add that he is not beholden to them at all, to power, that he is self-sufficient, which is why he can be honest, and that will get him inundated, which means that some of the women, and I don't mean the five who've complained, some of the women that he hoped would be titillated by his dick talk and or display were there to encourage it. So I resurrected the original article, the original complaint, which I'd passed over, as it's only with good reason that I punish myself with Power's clear efforts to smear a target, with the exception of some heads of state and prime ministers, like Theresa May. Sorry, I had to throw that in. The global state guys are sort of doing her like they did Barack, making it so she can't get anything accomplished, and then attacking her for being incompetent. And I'd like to share as much as I can of what I'd gleaned from the original article in the New York Times announcing the complaints of these five women. Let's set aside the particular stories and try to assess the broader issues that affect this current transition that we are in to freedom. There's no doubt that Louis C.K. was inundated by agents. I am a complete non-entity with no reach, as far as I know, and the power guys have been tormenting me with their false folks since I first put waking up, freeing ourselves from work out into the world by putting it up on a website, announcing thereby my intention to try to get these suppressed ideas talked about, spoken out loud, my determination to disinter these buried thoughts from the ancestors that explained the malaise of unhappiness that surrounds us authentically. The truth they voiced so obvious that the egregiousness of our conditioning to not see it screams at us. The truth that to be free is to be what we are. So when I saw him called a creep in the New York Times of November 13, 2017, by a woman who is clearly, deeply unhappy, and surely this is relevant, surely this is the point for all of us. So when I saw him called a creep for what seemed playful sex talk that I assumed had some preface, I wanted to know more about it, as this issue of voice and its silencing is of more than just mere interest to me, but deeply concerning. I want to talk about the issue of the abuse of power authentically. I want to talk about honesty and body honesty, listening to the body. I want to talk about the fact that power hides, tries to sculpt our opinions, and orchestrate downfalls on the down low. Let's talk about these things. But I also want to talk about the comedy industry in particular, because it illustrates the dilemma of all artists, all of us, in a power system that has no use for them if they will not parrot the beliefs with which the global statesmen want us to be indoctrinated, which if they do, disqualifies them as artists. Assume with me this man, Louis C.K., has been surveilled and surrounded by agents. how would we assess what power is up to in targeting him? Anyone who listens to these shows knows that the global statesmen, the Plato's tribesmen, power, are determined to realize Plato's vision, to create permanent rulers, slaves, and citizens. And as that objective violates our nature of continuous growth, goodness, and oneness, to attempt this requires them to be dishonest. And to labor at this unattainable mission, unattainable because it violates nature, God, love, the infinite. To labor at an unattainable objective requires that it be labored at ad infinitum, which means they must needs cultivate children to be their replacements, to carry their sad goal across the generations. Children who, to meet their parents' expectations, must never tell the truth, else the people can't be duped and kept in line, to do which is their purpose. Do any doubt that artists get in the way of it?